KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Spencer Schlange, the final call for you, Mr. Schlange.
Yeah, very excited to be out here tonight, Jacob. Thank you for having me. Just a great night for some ball, and I'm excited. It's been a great year, great summer worth of broadcasting here in the booth with you, and just a great summer of Colt 45's baseball, looking for their 31st win on the year, 30-5 on the year, so a very solid campaign coming off of a win last night with a score of 9-3 against the Novato Knicks, looking to win the series here tonight. And I think you mentioned, Jacob, Ty Cook last night with 14 strikeouts to his name, definitely doing the damage with knockout punch there. So yeah, just another great night, a little farewell game for us here in the series in the booth together, but wouldn't want any other way, to say the least.
Yeah, the final call for both of us tonight, but I will be back out here next weekend for at least, hopefully, one game. We'll see what happens this next weekend, but there's still three games remaining on the schedule after tonight, all against the Fairfield Indians in the weekend series finale. Final three-game set during the 2025 campaign. And Spencer, you picked a great summer to call some games out here. We've had a fairly mild summer, apart from, I believe it was about two weekends there where it was above or close to 110, not even above 110, versus last year where it was a couple of weekends got canceled due to it being over 120 degrees. And thankfully this season no games were canceled due to any sort of heat, only the smoke at one point from the green fire, northeast of us, rather. And, well, we'll be back on the air maybe this next coming year at Simpson. We'll see. We'll see if it's on the radio. Some little teaser for everyone out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be on the bucket list for sure.
Be paying attention to everything going on program-wise and see what we get going. Maybe some Simpson football, Simpson baseball, or basketball, something like that. But tonight it will be the Novato Knicks taking on your Colt 45s in the second game of this three-game series on the second-to-last weekend of Colt 45s baseball. We're under bluebird skies and mild conditions, sitting right around 85 degrees when the first pitch rolls in. And we got some gusty wind as well, which is honestly pretty nice. As I said, a mild summer this year and just far better than last year when we had heat waves coming in, which, again, great time to bring your family out to the ballpark and take in some Colt 45's baseball. As Rick Bassetti grabbed the mic here and has announced the Shasta County Special Olympics that are getting a round of applause, which we'll bring back after the starting lineups are announced. The Novato Knicks starting lineup was just announced. And leading things off for the Novato Knicks will be Caleb Ford at shortstop, followed by Nicholas O'Rourke in right, Evan Mertz, the third baseman, and Vinny Lincioni, the DH, getting cleanup, followed by Trenton Ford at second, Matt Anderson at first base, Drake Poitras in left, Weston Meyer, the catcher, and Jeff Rulas, the center fielder, for Ryan Shimabukuro. The starting pitcher tonight for the Novato Knicks, that's Ford at short, O'Rourke in right, Mertz at third, Lincioni the DH, Ford at second, Anderson the first baseman, and Poitras in left, Meyer the catcher, and Rulas rounding out the lineup, batting ninth in center field for the Novato Knicks, who dropped the game last night by a score of 9-3. And Spencer, you talked about it, Ty Cook, last night's starter, 14 strikeouts against the Novato Knicks lineup tonight. Trey Bennett will be out there on the hill. He's 3-1 on the year with a 2.05 ERA. His last game he pitched was actually back on July 19th where he got the loss. He went 5 innings, gave up 4 runs, and we lost that game to the Fresno Athletics by a score of 7-3. That was the game with the, shall we say, antics after the unplanned fireworks, I believe is what Chad on the PA said. Just some extra excitement after that ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, Trey Bennett making his first start tonight since then, if I'm not mistaken, and looking to turn it around and keep that group going that Ty Cook seemed to be in last night. See if he can carry that over, get a little mojo on his own end as well, and pitch some good innings here tonight. Love to see him go the distance. And some special guests tonight for the from the Shasta County Special Olympics. The first pitch will be thrown out tonight by Emma. We have Avery on the saxophone who will join the Sandlot Sound performing our national anthem. And some Special Olympic athletes who stand behind home plate in the first row to be recognized during the player introduction and turn towards the flag for the national anthem here.
Avery tonight on the saxophone. So we're going to get you tonight's national anthem from the Sandlot Sound on the saxophone. Pretty epic national anthem, a saxophone solo from Avery from the Shasta County Special Olympics. A fantastic rendition via the saxophone. I've heard solos on electric guitars, and I've heard a few other instruments played for the national anthem. That might have been one of my favorites on the saxophone.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounded great. And just a full house here at Tiger Field as well. This might be the most packed game I've had on my schedule so far, Jacob. I don't know about you. I know we've had some full nights with 4th of July weekend and everything. But tonight, in this Hawaiian-themed night here out at Tiger Field, just nice full. The bleachers are full. And up here in the booth, we are feeling the energy for sure.
Yeah, a nice little luau night where if you wear some Hawaiian attire, you get a dollar off at the gate. And there's still fans piling in, which is pretty awesome atmosphere to be around. And yeah, as you said, 4th of July weekend, always a big ticket sale out here at Tiger Field, but this is close to the second or third fullest I've seen it, which is pretty great. Some local baseball under wonderful bluebird skies with just some small clouds way off in the distance on top of the horizon, but under bluebird skies out here at Tiger Field as we await first pitch. The umpires meeting around home plate with Bob Anderson and the manager of the Novato Knicks as they make their way back to their respective places in front of the dugout, and we get ready for the Colt 45s to take the field, leading things off and playing center field. Trajan Rogowski for the Colt 45s, followed up by Colby Raphael in right field. Then Andrew Mora, the first baseman, will be batting third. Dominic DeCagno in left and batting cleanup, followed by John Handy, the Colt 45's home run leader. He's got four. He'll be the DH tonight with Dylan Green batting behind him at second base as we get a special first pitch tonight from Emma. Then Sam Marr back in the game at third base. He played last night. He'll be back there at the hot corner tonight, batting seven, followed by Brandon Zanny behind the dish. He'll be doing the catching. And then Mark Anthony Carroll in that ninth spot. He's at shortstop. He also played shortstop last night. We saw last weekend Mark Anthony Carroll, I believe, went 4-for-5 from that ninth spot. He likes to hit from the back end of that lineup. Again, it'll be Rogowski in center, Rafael in right, Mora at first, Acuna in left, Handy the DH, Green at second, Mara at third, Zanny the catcher, and Carroll at shortstop. So these Colt 45s will be sending Trey Bennett out to the hill. The 6'4 left-hander out of College of the Siskiyous last year with the Colt 45s. He was 2-0 with a 4.35 in one start and eight games. He had 20 and two-thirds innings where he struck out 25 and walked 13. Whereas tonight is the first pitch from Emma, a southpaw herself, bounces it in there on a hop handle by Rain McMillan very cleanly, and she'll get to keep that baseball. Great job by Rain McMillan behind the dish, back in his typical spot. He caught both Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, always staying ready. You never know what can happen out here.
Pretty cool moment there to catch the first pitch. As the Colt 45s donning the yellow sleeveless tops with the black short sleeves underneath and the white bottom. The Novato Knicks in their road grays with the red lettering, the red in over the chest, right over the heart. Last night, Ty Cook went 7, struck out 14. And Jose Dia will be tonight's home plate umpire. I didn't catch who the other field umpire was, but Jason Cowan is the other. He'll be over there at first base on the right side of the infield. And Jose Dia called balls and strikes, I believe that was 3 weekends ago now. It might have been actually 4th of July weekend, if I remember correctly. As the Colt 45s take the field in the 6-4 southpaw, Trey Bennett will take the hill, getting the nod from Bob Anderson tonight, getting the baseball. And Spencer, you've called a lot of games with Trey Bennett out there on the hill. A lot of Saturday night ball games.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun so far watching him pitch. He's definitely had more of an up-and-down kind of year, but more good than bad. He's actually had a pretty solid season to his name. Looking for some strikeouts tonight from him, for sure. I'm really disappointed last night that I missed those knockout punches. As we mentioned, the 14 strikeouts from Ty Cook. But Trey Bennett has a little bit different of an approach, but hopefully tonight we can see some strikeouts from him. And just another great performance, a great showing for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, he does tend to pitch the contact a little bit more, but can definitely strike him out when he needs to, and not so much as Ty Cook, who just will wheel and deal. But we'll see what the southpaw can do here on another southpaw Saturday night of baseball. I believe it was last weekend we saw a couple of southpaws face off, left-on-left matchup. This is always fun. Colt 45 has finished taking their warm-up tosses around the field. Mora at first, Green at second, and then Terrell at short, along with Marr at third, holding down that infield, left to right field. It will be DeCagno in left, Rogowski in center, and Rafael patrolling right. The defense behind Trey Bennett with Brandon Zanny behind the dish. As we get ready to get things started here, also something to watch, Colby Rafael is 27 of 30 on stolen bases this year. After he got 3 last night, he was 3-for-4 with 3 steals. And he had quite a night offensively last night before being pinch hit for in the 8th inning for Brad Blankenship. Leading things off here for the Novato Knicks will be the right-hand hitting Caleb Ford to the plate.
I want to say, just based off the lineup so far, Jacob, I love this infield from the Colt 45 tonight that they're coming out in. A lot of size, a lot of speed with Carroll and Dylan Green as well holding up second base. I'm really excited to see what they do tonight in the infield.
Here's the first pitch from Bennett. It is fouled back out of play for strike one. First pitch comes in at 7:19. Hopefully didn't catch a fan out there in the parking lot. Yeah, great infield look with pretty much the go-to starters on the infield for the Colt 45s. The 0-1 misses wide to even up the count at 1-1 strike. against the right-hand hitting Ford. Caleb Ford last night led off the game. He was 1-for-4 with a couple of Ks, a ground out, and a single. Here's the 1-1 from the lefty Bennett, right on the outside corner at the knees, called strike two. Again, Jose Dia, the home plate umpire tonight. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Bennett to the right-hand hitter deep in the box with an even stance. Misses up and away for ball two. Fastball missing way up and away.
Yeah, definitely just getting the feet wet here, trying to see what pitches he's liking right now and see if he can get one here. The 2-2 count, can't complain. We'll see if he can retire his first batter here.
The 2-2 in the dirt, smothered by Zanny. That'll fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bennett just getting his first look at this Novato Nick lineup. Ford settles back into the box, taps the plate. Shadows covering just parts of the infield and parts of left field. Here's the payoff delivery. It's a ground ball toward the 5-6. Will dive before it is Mark. Carroll gets up with it from the left field grass. Throws it to first, but not nearly in time. That's the way the ball game begins, with an infield single, if you could technically call it an infield single. But what a job by Mark Anthony Carroll to get to it on the backhand on the left side. Just past the extended glove of Sam Marr, who was shaded just a couple of steps to pull on the right-hand hitter. And Carroll in shallow left field popped up and made the throw, which last night he also made a similar play in the 5-6 hole on the rim of the outfield grass, popped up and made the throw to first, but it was an infield single for the Novato Knicks. As Bennett delivers a fastball, blows it by O'Rourke, takes a huge cut and miss for strike one. O'Rourke, a right-hand hitter. Mora holding on the runner at first, that's Ford. Here's the 0-1. Back to the screen for strike two. Yeah. Just foul tipped.
It's a good job there by Trey Bennett, just getting out of his head a little bit with that full count. Obviously a good hit, as you mentioned, by Caleb Ford, that is. Got a couple Fords in the lineup today. But just getting up ahead in the count here early, and the outfield shaded a couple steps to the left, looking to pull towards O'Rourke's natural swing as right-handed hitters. We'll see what they can do here.
Here's the 0-2 with the infield at double play. Depth swing and a miss. That is strikeout number one for Mr. Bennett. There it is, following in the footsteps of Ty Cook last night. Still a runner at first. Cole 45 is looking for two on the infield, looking to twist it and get back in the dugout before getting their first crack at Shima Kukuru. Evan Mertz to the plate, left-hand hitter. It's the first pitch in this left-on-left matchup. Runner not going, trying to deke Bennett over there. Off-speed, catches the corner for a called strike one.
Yeah, and definitely a little bit tougher with Bennett being left-handed, a little bit tougher for Caleb Ford to get a good lead out there and be able to get moving. As you mentioned, just trying to deke, trying to bait Bennett into making a throw and making a wild throw or take his head out of a left-on-left at-bat he's got here.
The beauty of it is he's able to deke Bennett a lot and distract him as this breaking ball misses way low, blocked by Zanny to even up the count at 1-1. Great move by Zanny to get on top of that baseball, put it back in the dirt. His count holds at 1-1. And Shadow's just now starting to cover that infield. Bennett's in the shade, but all the other infielders are in the sun. Here's the 1-1 from the lefty Bennett to the left-hand hitting Mertz. So he makes a pickoff attempt on over to first just to keep Ford honest, and he's back standing up. 1-1 with one out. Sam Marr, the third baseman, playing in a little bit over there at third base, even with the bag. Shifted a couple of steps to pull on the left-hand hitter. Bennett checks the runner at first. The 1-1 runner not going is poked at. A line shot foul down the third base side for strike two.
Yeah, it's good contact effort. Mertz just couldn't quite keep it between the lines there. It's going to chop right past his third base coach. Good power and good pace on it as well. Would have been a tough one for Marr to be able to keep in front of him, but definitely doable if fair.
Yeah, I just threw the barrel at it and poked it the other way, but unable to keep it on the fairway. 1-2. Mora holding forward at first. Bennett comes set, working off the middle part of that rubber. Here's the 1-2 from the lefty. is fouled back to the screen. Staying alive is Mertz after that fastball was in on the hands. Cut holds at one ball and two strikes. Green and Carroll shaded up the middle. Wind blowing in from right center. That American flag out there dancing around to the right of the 406 sign. Bennett checks the runner at first, being held on by Mora. Two or three steps off the bag. That's Caleb Ford. He got on via the single. The 1-2 delivery from Bennett misses up and away for ball two. That evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Green and Carroll shaded up the middle, but Marr now shifted back off the third base bag. He was playing even with the bag, but now with two strikes, no bunt for these Novato Knicks. Here's the 2-2. Poked at, hit the other way toward left. DeCagno comes in for it, and he'll squeeze it for out number two, reaching up above his head. Mertz lines out to DeCagno for out number two and retracing his steps back to first base is Caleb Ford.
Yeah, a little bit unlucky there for Mertz. Made really good contact to lefty, hitting opposite end. But unfortunately, DeCagno, it's a good hit, too. Not even that much arc under it. Keeped it nice. Looked like it was going to be a nice, solid outfield single at least. But DeCagno was able to get under it pretty quick and just a little too close to him, unfortunately. But it was really good contact. But DeCagno does a good job making the squeeze and getting the second out of this inning.
And DeCagno out there in left just playing about 10 feet in front of the warning track. There was a line shot just to his left and above his shoulder. It's the first pitch to the right end hitting Lencioni. This is inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes with two outs. Here's the 1-0 from Bennett. Fouled back out of play. Make the count one ball and one strike. Bennett rubbing up a new baseball. He readies. Lencioni steps back into the box, deep in the box with an open stance. Lencioni last night was a cleanup hitter. He went 1-for-4, 3 Ks, and a stolen base after he got on base via the single. This one misses low and in the dirt. Zanny able to snare it. Looks the runner back to first. It's ball two.
Yeah, and that breeze, as you mentioned, Jacob, definitely playing factor. We haven't seen this in a few weeks. Nothing ridiculous, but definitely some wind picking up. Something we saw a little bit earlier in like the first couple weeks of June, first couple weeks of the campaign, but it's back for tonight at least.
Yeah, not gusty at all, just breezy. There's the 2-1, fouled back to the screen to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Just breezy to the point where it'll make that ball dance around if it's skied into the air at all. Makes it tough on the outfielders and infielders.
Yeah, most definitely. And I would love to see a strikeout here from Trey Bennett, get him two strikeouts in the opening inning, just really see him just find his footing here in this early in this game. Keep some runs off the board, keep runners off the bases as well.
Now the 2-2 from the southpaw with runner on first. It's a breaking ball, just misses high to fill the count again at three balls and two strikes. Yeah, that is something we saw a lot last night from Ty Cook. In the first five innings, he struck out two batters at least in every inning. In the third and fourth inning, he struck out the side. So a little bit different pitcher tonight with Trey Bennett, who pitches more to contact, but he has the capability to get the K. The payoff pitch with two outs is hit in the air. Toward right, Rafael should be playable for him as this one skied toward him. The sun gleaning off his glasses. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three in the side. Is retired. The Novato Knicks get a hit, but they strand them over there at first base as Ford perishes at first. With the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half, it's a scoreless ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, RV, or boat insurance, as well as other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California good driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. Again, call or text for a free quote at 530-222-2306. 206.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver Discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange, the voices of the Redding Colt 45s. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45s Baseball, the top of the order. Due up, of course, here in this bottom of the first, a scoreless ball game. The right-hand hitting Rogowski to the plate. Watch the fastball miss high and away for ball one from Shimobu Kuro, the left-hand throwing starting pitcher for the Novato Knicks. This next pitch is fouled off out of play. Back over the screen to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Rogowski up in the box in an even stance. Here's the 1-1. The off speed floats in there on the outside corner for strike two.
And Rogowski on the season, Jacob, usually leading off first or second every once in a while, but so far he's spent right on one out of three attempts. He gets on base at 333, 28 hits and 84 attempts. This one's fouled back over in the parking lot off the net as well, so the count remain at 1-2.
Yeah, he's had a solid year putting together, as you said, a 333 batting average. A third of the time, those are great numbers, especially for a leadoff hitter. So 1-2, foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, not to mention, Jacob, just the fact that this is a wood bat league, something that these guys aren't totally used to. Definitely something different than their respective universities and colleges and stuff where they're playing with the metal bats, and a lot different, so batting is not as easy.
Yeah, those BB core bats are very different. The 1-2 misses the zone just barely to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. And Rogowski has a 513 on-base percentage, so he gets on base 50% of the time. So he widens his stance with the 2-2 delivery, misses low. That'll fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Especially in a league like this with the wooden bats and just a lot of pitchers working on different stuff. They're not necessarily throwing their best pitches. They're working on a lot. Here's the payoff delivery with nobody out. This one's hit foul down the first base side toward the Novato Nick bullpen, and the count holds at three balls and two strikes. So you're battling pitchers where they're not throwing their best stuff, but also struggling with certain things or working on mechanics to where they're not hitting that zone as much. So it's harder to get hits, but easier to get walks. Now the payoff pitch again is fouled. Actually stays fair up the third base side, coming in for it and handling it with both hands, but not making the throw in time is the third baseman for the Novato Knicks, Evan Mertz. You're just unable to barehanded, had to old school get in front of it and makes the throw to first. Now the umpires are going to talk things over to see if Rogowski was safer. Out. As Rogowski gets on board via the infield single, and the call will be changed. I believe they're saying it fouled off his leg. Bob Anderson now out to talk with the home plate umpire, Jose Dia. Not sure exactly what's happening.
Yeah, definitely an interesting play, something we're not entirely sure what's happening, but it looks like Rogowski's going to make a slow little trot back to the batter's box. It looks like it will be called a foul ball there.
And that makes me feel better, because I initially, on the play-by-play side of things, said that it was fouled off, and it stayed fair, and then I was just all sorts of confused. But I could have sworn I watched it hit his leg, and me and Jose Dia were on the same page there. So three balls and two strikes after a cluster of foul balls. And Rogowski back in the box as he retraced the steps down the first base side. Now the payoff pitch from Shimabukuro. It's a breaking ball, misses low. Now Rogowski will get to walk to first base. He's on board via the free pass.
Just a little bit different on the stat sheet there, one pitch later. Regardless, Rogowski will be himself on first base.
Yeah, it doesn't improve his average, but he does improve his on-base percentage, so can't complain there. The defense behind Shimabukuro is Anderson at first, Ford at second, and then Caleb Ford at shortstop. Trenton Ford last night was at third. He's moved on over to second base, and then Evan Mertz at third. Left to right field is Drake Poitras, who played right field last night as this pitch is taken for ball one. And then Grulas in center field and O'Rourke in right. It's the defense behind Shimabukuro showing bunt as Rafael pulls back and misses low for ball two. Shimabukuro. Hopefully I'm getting that pronunciation right. A little bit of a old school vibe up here with no pronunciation guides. So hopefully if he is family listening, we're getting that name right.
Yeah, and it looks like, again, Jacob, we do have another battle just like last weekend with the lefty-on-lefty pitchers, little pitching duel here. So I'm excited to see how this will go as well.
Yeah, somehow twice now we've called a game and a left-on-left matchup in terms of the starting pitching is this one's chopped. Shimabukuro coming off the mound. No one's at first base. He's going to tag out Colby Rafael and beat him to the bag. He's called out with the head-first slide into first. Shimabukuro fielding his position, applying the tag to Rafael. Now it looks like Bob Anderson's going to come out and challenge this, talk things over with the home plate umpire. And Rafael's going to make his way back to first. Two batters in offensively for the Colt 45s, and both times Bob Anderson has made his way out from the dugout. He's getting his steps in today.
Yeah, so, and that is a great tag from Shimabukuro, excuse me. Definitely a tough one to make as he looked like he was about to flip it to the first baseman. I think that's Anderson out there, and he wasn't able to make that tag, or he wasn't able to make that flip to him. He was off his base, so he had to go make the tag. As you mentioned, Rafael going head first into first base, not something you see every day. But a great heads-up play from the pitcher, making that good tag.
Yeah, three unassisted on the play. Runner at second for Andrew Mora, who leads the team with 33 RBIs, and he is a man in scoring position here as he takes a breaking ball on the outside corner right at the knees for a called strike one. Shimabukuro checks Rogowski at second, now kicks and deals to Mora. Fastball that catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike two on Mora, who's now in an 0-2 hole. We talked about it before the game started, before we were on air, but Mora has kind of fallen off offensively. He does have 29 walks on the year. The 0-2 is high. One ball and two strikes, which leads the team in the free pass department for the left-hand hitter, but again, leads the team in RBIs as well, but he's fallen off hits-wise, dropping that average down. The outfield playing straight up, the 1-2. It's a line shot foul over the head of DeCagno in the on-deck circle.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Jacob, Mora definitely has cooled off recently, but still, like, just as you mentioned, still leading in so many major categories, just not getting on base as efficiently as he was earlier in this campaign. We'll see if this last few, the finish out the series in the last series, as you mentioned, next weekend, we'll turn that around for him and help balance out that average again and keep him one of the hottest hitters on the year.
The 1-2 chopped up the third base side foul. Yeah, we'll see if he can settle back in here. He does have a couple of home runs as well, so he can hit for power, but and also, like with pitchers working on their mechanics, hitters too might be one of those things where Moore is working on. The 1-2 is fouled again. One ball and two strikes. A couple of battles here early on in this ball game between Shima Bukuro and Colt 45's hitters with a ton of foul balls, where these hitters are working on, you know, laying off the off speed on the outer corners and just not chasing the baseball as much, making sure when they return to their respective universities, they have everything in tune. The 1-2 leans more out of the way. Two balls and two strikes. Some chin music there for the 6-3 first baseman. Two balls and two strikes with one out. So we get a little flyover from some geese. The 2-2 misses wide to fill the count. Three balls and two strikes.
Yeah, I guess those geese didn't get the memo. There was a game on Tiger Field tonight. Looks like they were looking to land here.
Oh, they did get the memo. I just want to check out what was happening.
Yeah, one of the two.
We'll never know. Now the payoff pitch. As Shima Bukuro checks the runner back. Breaking ball swing. And a miss. Mora down on strikes. He'll bring up Dom DeCagno. A cleanup hitter for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, Shima Bukuro tagging on his first strikeout of the night. Struck out swinging. Andrew Mora, as we mentioned, just cooled off a little bit. But still a very dominant hitter. And he can hit the ball far, as you mentioned. So getting that knockout punch on him is really crucial. Keeping him off the bases and keeping runners from advancing with Mikowski in scoring position as well.
First pitch to DeCagno. Misses low for ball one. Right-hand hitter with the socks up high. Open stance deep in the box. Shima Bukuro comes set, checks the runner back at second. That's Rogowski. Here's the 1-0. This is low and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes at the right-hand hitting DeCagno, who has also kind of slowed down offensively since that 4th of July weekend. I believe he went 5 for 14 or 5 for 12, something to that effect, as he hits this one in the air toward left. But foul down the left side. Two balls and one strike now. A loud foul ball.
Yeah, and a great swing there by Dom DeCagno, as you mentioned. Just another heavy hitter who can, a designated hitter every once in a while as well for the Colt 45s. He's holding up left field tonight, but Definitely a great batter, and he can get a hold of him, as we just saw there. Just couldn't keep that one between the lines either.
And he is leading the team with a 4.13 average as he chases this breaking ball down for strike two, but just not as many RBIs or anything recently. He's still getting 1 to 2 hits at least every night, but just nothing crazy. No extra base hits, as we saw a couple weeks ago where he had a large handful of extra base hits. Now the 2-2 misses high. Breaking ball didn't catch the top of the zone.
And this is just the fourth batter for both Shima Bukuro and also Trey Bennett. And a lot of pitches thrown, though, in just the four batters they have seen so far. A lot of foul balls, a lot of full counts, and a couple of hits as well allowed.
Here's the payoff. Chopped foul toward the on-deck circle. He chased a breaking ball. And the center fielder, Gurulas, playing shallow and pulled toward left a little bit. In case DeCagno dumps one in shallow center, can hopefully gun down Rogowski trying to score. Lots of pitches thrown in the respective first innings for both of these starting pitchers. As Shima Bukuro comes set, the payoff delivery with two outs is hit in the air toward right. Playable for the right fielder, O'Rourke. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s threaten, but they fail to score as we head to the top of the second inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat insurance, as well as other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306.
this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. Leading things off here in this inning was Trenton Ford as he first pitch swing lines it into left for a base hit. The leadoff man is aboard. Ford, Anderson, and Poitras do up for the Novato Knicks here in the scoreless top of the second. Sticky the rest of the way through the second. Here's Spencer Schlange.
Thank you, Jacob. And, yeah, as you mentioned, a great-looking hit there from Trenton Ford. Just really roped it out in the left field over the shortstop and over the third baseman easily, and he's able to make an easy stand-up single. And now up with a runner on is Anderson, as Trey will miss this one. It looks like Trey Bennett will miss this one inside for ball one. Scoreless through the first inning here, but the second hit in a row for the leadoff in the inning for the Novato Knicks. Bennett kicks and deals the 1-0 as this one's fouled back at the screen. It'll even up the count at 1-1.
And both starting pitchers in the first inning allowed the leadoff man to get aboard, but then a strikeout and a flyout were two of the three outs recorded.
Yeah, so definitely just cleaning up some traffic on the bases here early, but no runners progressing and dangerous as Anderson takes a big slice at this great dipping pitch from Trey Bennett, and that'll bring the count to 1-2.
Yeah, fooled on the breaking ball there. A little 12-6 curve dropped low and in and just came up empty on it. Went fishing, just nothing to show for it.
Absolutely. Nicole 45's a double play depth here. They're infield. Trey Bennett looking to retire Anderson here, as this one's going to miss just a little low and outside, it seems. Even up the count at 2-2.
Zanny tried to bring it back into the zone and frame it, but it was just off the plate.
Yeah, definitely a close one there. As the count now levels at 2-2. Decent lead from Trenton Ford on first base. Checks back as this one's chopped way out into the parking lot as well. Out to the right side over the... And it sounds like a little tinker off of a car as well. So not ideal here for the fans at Tiger Field, especially those who parked in that general area. But now you get what you pay for sure.
Got to be aware of where you park out here for sure. The infield shifted to hole on the right-hand hitter, and there's a huge hole on the right side with Mora holding on the runner forward.
Here's the 2-2 deal from Bennett. It's going to be strike three. Got him looking. It looked like it might have been a little low, but regardless, he's going to be out. That'll be Bennett's second strikeout of the night. He's got one swinging and one looking now as Anderson just watches that one go by.
Yeah, one forward, one backward K for the lefty. And now Poitras to the plate.
And Poitras on the night. No action yet so far in left field, but he's sure we'll have plenty of that here with the Colt 45s hitting out towards that left field very often. Looking to do some damage here and try to advance Trenton Ford at least in the scoring position, as this one will be missed for ball one.
Now Poitras, another right-hand hitter in this Novato Knick lineup, both lineups featuring only one left-handed hitter. with Mertz for the Knicks and Mora for the 45s.
So this one's going to go low, just about skipped off the plate a little bit. Zane does a good job keeping it in front of him, but a little hole here for Trey Bennett. 2-0 count now. And again, if you're Poitras, your biggest thing is just trying to advance forward on. Don't try his very best to not hit anything in the infield, hit into any double plays, and retire the inning early for themselves. They're in a decent position here, so we'll see how this pitch goes. Trey Bennett, the 2-0, swing back and fouled off the screen. So I'll bring the count back a little bit. It's 2-1. A lot of foul balls we've seen so far tonight. A little bit of dead time and extra pitches being thrown from either side so far just here in the top of the second.
Yeah, Bennett a ground ball away from being done with the inning after the leadoff single.
Here's the 2-1 from Bennett. Swing and a miss. Runner's going. The throw, it's going to be just down. It's going to go out to the outfield. It looks like Ford's going to think about going to third base, but he's going to make his way back to second. So it will be a stolen base there for Trenton Ford. And a swing and a miss from Poitras. So it'll be 2-2 count. And it's a good looking throw from Zanny, but sliding in second base was Trenton Ford, and it looked like Dylan Greeden had to get out of the way. Couldn't quite make the grab, but this go far enough out into the outfield to where center fielder Rogowski had to make any chase to it. They were able to collect and get it back into the infield before Trenton could get into third base territory and just 90 feet away from scoring the first run of the game.
That was a great job by Rogowski to back up that throw, reading it well. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss.
Perfect. And that'll be out number two. Another strikeout there for Trey Bennett. As we mentioned, his third of the night now. He's got two swinging and one looking, but we got a runner in scoring position here with two outs down. And up comes Meyer, the catcher in tonight's game for the Novato Knicks.
Catcher,
number 20, Weston Meyer to the plate. And for Rogowski backing up that play on that throw, it just caromed off of Dylan Green's glove, and Rogowski came up throwing as he made his way into shallow center field and then was able to make a throw down to second base. This one skips past Danny, and taking third on the wild pitch is Trent Ford. It's now a 1-0 count on Meyer. Just a sensational play by Rogowski. It's a small thing that really keeps your team, you know, in a competitive nature as the game progresses. But now there's a runner at third with two outs, and it's up to Trey Bennett to get Weston Meyer out.
Yeah, absolutely. The 1-0 count here. Here's the pitch from Trey Bennett. On Meyer, it's going to be just a little high. It'll be a 2-0 count. Trey Bennett has his work cut out for him here. As you mentioned, that wild pitch on that first pitch here in the series, or in this at-bat, between Trey Bennett and Meyer will advance Trenton Ford onto third base now and in dangerous scoring position here. But with two outs down, it's a make-or-break situation as the 2-0 goes inside as well, which will bring the count to 3-0 as Meyer has to take a step back to avoid being hit by that one.
And Trenton Ford over there at third base with, again, the lefty Bennett on the hill, back turned toward third base, a little bit inverted from what we normally see with a right-hand pitcher. He's dancing off the bag over there at third.
Here's the 3-0, and it's going to be low again, so it's going to be a four-pitch walk there for Trey Bennett. Not ideal, and it's going to put runners on the corners as Weston Meyer, with his good eye, gets a free trip to first base. And up to bat at the bottom of the lineup tonight comes Garolas, who is going to have runners on the corners and two outs down for a payout at bat here.
Yeah, the Novato Knicks threatening with two men aboard. They have a chance to scratch across the first run. Bennett in that last outing, he gave up four runs in five innings. Hopefully he doesn't get even closer to that here. He's one out away from getting out of the inning as this one's hit foul out of play down the first base side for a long and loud strike one.
And Bennett here, that's a good thing. We've seen a lot of foul balls tonight, as mentioned. That's a good thing just to get him ahead early in the count. Runners on the corners, be surprised to see Meyer going here. But a little bit of a lead here, as this one's going to get hit right at Meyer. It's going to be a base hit, and that will score a run. The Novato Knicks now are going to get a run across here in the top of the second inning, and runners now, it'll be a single for Garolas, just a stand-up single, split the gap between the first and second baseman, and it'll advance Meyer to second base as well. So we got runners on first and second, and Trenton Ford will come across for the first run of the game tonight.
You got to be good to be lucky and lucky to be good, and that was the definition of that right there. It was a chopped to the right of Mora, who is holding on the runner at first. So as the pitch is thrown and Bennett goes into his windup, he moves to his right on the rim of the infield grass, and it was just beyond his reach that was chopped this ball in the dirt, smothered by Zanny for ball one to the right end, hitting Caleb Ford, who got on via the single his last time up. Runners at first and second now. The outfield shaded toward left, and just Dylan Green and Mora not quite able to get to that baseball, and then now it's a 1-0 game here in the top of the second.
Yeah, and one that was just kind of hit right at his teammate, Garlas, hit it right up towards Meyer, and Meyer's able to stay in front of that ball. This one's fouled back into the parking lot yet again. And it's going to, I think it's going to make a bounce and keep itself from hitting the car or anything like that. That's going to even the count at 1-1 with one runner in scoring position and Garlas on first as well with two outs down here. At the top of the lineup, as mentioned, we have Ford. That is Caleb Ford. That is, as Trenton Ford came around to score earlier in the inning. Here's the pitch. Right down Broadway, and runner comes back. It's a good-looking pick from Zanny there. Mora makes a good grab, but Garlas is able to make his way back, but it'll be a 1-2 count regardless here. And now Trey Bennett's looking to retire the inning here with minimal damage.
Andrew Mora running a little out route toward the first baseline right there on the back pick from Zanny, and Mora getting to it and getting to the baseball in time and getting to the bag in time was Garulas.
As this is a little wild pitch, Zanny does a good job keeping it in front of him. This is going to be right under the feet of Caleb Ford. And that'll bring the count to two apiece. We got 2-2 count here. It's going to be important that Trey Bennett doesn't give any free pass here for Caleb Ford and load the bases with two outs down. This Tiger Field has been shaded rather quickly tonight as we are heading into late July, just about a week out from the month of August here. As this 2-2 pitch is going to go just outside, not entirely sure where that one missed, but it's going to be a full count here regardless.
Yeah, it looked like it caught the top corner toward that left-hand batter's box, but Jose Diaz did not think so.
Here's the payoff pitch. It's going to be swung out here. It's going to make its way to Mark Anthony Carroll. He's going to try to make the pick here, and it's a great grab from Mora. It's going to be a 6-3 putout. The Novato Knicks score one and leave two stranded off a couple hits. It'll be 1-0 here heading into the bottom of the second inning.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on all different sorts of insurance. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the bottom of the second inning. Your Colt 45s are due up here. We have John Handy, Dylan Green, and Sam Marr in the middle of the lineup here. They trail 1-0 to the Novato Knicks as Trenton Ford came around to score at the top of the second last inning. Left a runner on first and second, able to retire the inning with Mark Anthony Carroll making that put out to Andrew Mora. Here at the bottom of the second, your Colt 45's trail with a score of 0-1. Up to bat is John Handy. As the shade is pretty much taken over Tiger Field entirely here, as this first pitch will be strike one. Good looking pitch there on John Handy from Chima Bakuro. Another quick pitch. This one's going to be just high. It'll even up the count at one apiece. John Handy, the designated hitter tonight for the Colt 45s, as he's going to hit one way back. It's going to die, though, a little bit. A little too much arc on that one. It's going to make its way out in the second field. It's going to, or center field, rather. And it's going to be out number one here. It's going to, making the squeeze out in center field will be Garalas, who hit a single in the last inning, which was actually an RBI single.
KTNR, Shasta Redding.
So it was a great-looking hit there from John Handy, but it just seemed to die kind of a little more arc than depth, and it's going to drop right into the hands of Garalas, into the glove for out number one, and up to bat now is Dylan Green, as this one's going to get chopped back into the parking lot yet again for another foul ball. Be a 0-1 count here. Dylan Green, the second baseman tonight for the Colt 45s, looking to get on base and get this line moving as he takes a pitch inside to even up the count at 1-1. Chima Bakuro takes a pitch here. This one might be able to get under. Unfortunately, it's not going to find any dead space, and it's going to be a fly out to the second baseman. Good backtracking there is Trenton Ford, who has come around and scored, and now he is going to make a squeeze for his first defensive play on the night for the Novato Knicks. And now Sam Marr comes up with two outs down, nobody on, trying to salvage something, maybe start a two-out rally here. Sam Marr playing third base tonight. Looking to get something going here in the bottom of the second. Big swing and a miss. It's a good-looking swing from Marr, but was fooled by Chima Bakuro. And that'll be an 0-1 count to start off here. Here's the 0-1 deal. Just low. It'll even up the count at 1-1. And the lefty, Chima Bakuro, just one strikeout so far, but he's made quick work of this Colt 45's offense. A very active offense this season, as this one's going to be low again, but no rush to get in front of it with no one on. It'll be the count to 2-1. He's made quick work of this very active and aggressive Colt 45's offense this season. They have scored a lot of runs this year, very similar to last season where they've had a great campaign yet again, just 5 losses on the year and 30 wins with just a few more to go. That's another big swing and a miss here from Sam Marr. If he's making contact, these are going a long ways, but unfortunately, Chima Bakuro has him fooled again, and that'll even up the count at 2-2, and now we got a pitch that could retire the inning here, 3 up and 3 down. Chima Bakuro with the pitch. It's going to be fouled back, and we will do it again. 2-2 the count here still. So we've gotten a fly out to right field and a fly out to the second baseman, so both into that, or center field and second baseman, rather, so in that same area. And struck out looking, Chima Bakuro is going to get Sam Marr. He swung at the first two, and he watches the third one go by. This will be 3 up and 3 down. It is 1-0 in favor of the Novato Knicks here through 2 innings. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business, RV, boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. That's 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the top of the third inning. Your Colt 45's trail, the Novato Knicks, the score of 1-0. Due up is Rurki, Mertz, and Lenciani for the top of the third here for the Novato Knicks. Let's take you the rest of the way through the third. Here is Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. As O'Rourke takes a called strike one, Bennett dropped a breaking ball in there here in this 1-0 top of the third inning. Another breaking ball misses up and away to even up the count at one ball and one strike. As darkness has started to fall, the lights have come on, but innings away still from taking full effect on this nice and chill Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. This pitch is taken on the outside corner for called strike two. One ball and two strikes. The right hand hitting O'Rourke deep in the box and open stance as the lefty Bennett winds and deals. A breaking ball misses upstairs to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Nobody on the left side of the infield shifted to pull the 2-2. It's a ground ball toward Moore at first. He'll gobble it up and take it to the bag himself on the three unassisted for out number one.
Yeah, the routine play there. Ground ball, just like you practice in T-ball. Just a ground ball right up to your glove. Pocket it and make a tag on the bag. Great job there. Just staying true to the basics there is Andrew Mora for out number one.
That's really what sets Mora apart from a lot of other first basemen is the fundamentals that he has. And I didn't talk about it too much in the last inning or so, but on that 6-3 play from Mark Anthony Carroll as the left hand hitting Mertz takes a called strike on the outside corner. It was in the 5-6 hole, and Carroll, again showing off the range and the absolute cannon that he has, but it was picked at the other end by Andrew Mora. Just dug it out of the dirt, and that's just something you need from a first baseman as Mertz takes a called strike two on the off-speed pitch. Here in this left-on-left matchup, the outfield shaded toward left. The 0-2 delivery from Bennett as he peers over the glove, now winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Mertz is retired via the K for out number two.
Yeah, and that'll be strikeout number four for Trey Bennett on the night. I know I mentioned before in pregame, I'd love to see Trey Bennett get some K's to his name tonight, and he has really done that so far, looking great. And as you mentioned again, just the fundamentals from this Colt 45's defense is a great reason. Andrew Moore specifically, but yeah, just more broadly, the entire team this campaign, they've played some great defense. Only a couple times this year they've given up double digits worth of runs, which is a lot of runs, of course, but just a very good season. They keep winning games, and a lot of it has to do with their defense.
I think they have a little bit of a bitter taste in their mouth as well after that 19-2 loss back on Thursday. I believe it was actually Wednesday, my apologies. Here's a 1-0 to the right-hand hitting Lencioni. Takes a huge credit miss at a breaking ball to even up the count at one ball and one strike. And they just want to bounce back after that. They're playing 500 ball in the last four games. They're 2-2 in the last four, which is not something characteristic of this ball club. The 1-1, swing and a miss again. Got him to fish the breaking ball down again. One ball and two strikes.
Yeah, and I will say, as we mentioned earlier again pregame, I've called a lot of Trey Bennett games this year, probably more than any other pitcher. But this is the most calm and comfortable and confident I have seen him on the mound so far this season.
So 1-2 misses upstairs to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Yeah, it's great to see from the lefty. He's only given up one run, just a shaky second inning. Here's the 2-2 delivery with two outs. Breaking ball misses low to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. For Mr. Bennett, who's coming off the loss against the Fresno Athletics, who the Colt 45s went 3-2 against on the season. They lost one of those road games, and then they lost one here at Tiger Field. The payoff delivery is hit in the air towards center. Rogowski giving chase right in front of the track, playable for him. That baseball dies out there, and he will squeeze it for out number three. The side is retired. The Knicks go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the third. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, just call or text Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. Again, that's 530-222-2306. 1-800-606.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver Discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Due up is Brandon Zaney, Mark Anthony Carroll, and then the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski to the plate. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. It's the fellow Red Hawk, Phoenix, Oregon, from Simpson University, the catcher Brandon Zaney to the plate, doing the catching tonight as he watches a breaking ball right through the heart for a called strike one. Jacob Green joined here by Spencer Schlange. Thanks for tuning in. Here's the 0-1. It's a breaking ball grounded toward the third baseman, gobbled up by Mertz, and he throws across for the 5-3 putout. That's out number one.
Powerful throw there from Mertz. Really collected himself, had a little nice little hop into it. He knew he had time as he collected that one quick and just really just rips it in there to the first baseman. I believe that's Anderson out there to make the grab and out number one here early. Colt 45 is looking to get something on the board here.
And Zaney, being a catcher, not the fastest guy around, is Shimabukuro. My goodness. Delivering to Carroll, tried to go too fast there, end up flubbing the pronunciation. Well, there's a ball. And now evens up the count after nailing a fastball in there to even up the count at 1-1. Some activity out in the bullpen for the Novato Knicks as Shimabukuro winds and deals. A breaking ball hit toward the gap in right center, but it's going to be cut off by the right fielder on the back end. Carroll around first. Digging for a second, the throw in is not going to be in time. Wide of the bag, and Mark Anthony Carroll, with a head first slide, has himself a double. And there it is. We know how much Mark Anthony Carroll likes to hit from the bottom of the lineup, and there it is tonight. He's now 1-for-1.
Yeah, and you can't complain there, getting that double. I really thought he was going to be dead meat there, making his run to second, but that throw not online as it looked like it was going to be at first, and He rounded the base well, got a good step, and he's able to turn that into a double just in time, as you mentioned, for the top of the lineup here with Trajan Rogowski having runners in scoring position to start.
And the throw from Rulos was just offline and toward the first base side. And easily Mark Anthony Carroll getting in there with a head first slide, getting his uniform dirty. That's Rogowski battling here. As Shimabukuro winds and deals a breaking ball to even up the count at 1-1. Move the count to no balls and 2 strikes, I believe. And no balls and 2 strikes now on the center fielder, Rogowski. Here's the 0-2 with Carroll at second. Breaking ball, misses wide. Makes the count 1-2. Rogowski steps back in, waves the bat back and forth. Now readies as Shimabukuro comes set, checks Carroll back at second, kicks and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball on the inside corner, ring him up, strike 3 called. Rogowski knew it. He was headed back to the dugout before Jose Dia, the home plate umpire, fully rung him up.
Yeah, and a little shake of the head there from Rogowski, knowing the second he holds back and he's like, shoot, that was definitely in the strike zone for sure. We've all been there. at any level, there's something that you know you should have taken a swing at for sure, and some the opposite as well, and Rogowski knew that time. And as you mentioned, Shima Bakuro has done a great job getting those breaking balls to drop into the zone and really confuse these batters, but not a game over yet for Colt 45s in this inning.
Now the right-hand hitting Rafael to the plate. He takes a ball in the dirt for ball one, and that was where Rogowski was just completely fooled on the breaking ball. He was looking for something else and ended up seeing that breaking ball drop in there. And just a great pitch from Shima Bakuro. Give credit where credit is due as far as the southpaw is concerned. Here's the 1-0 from Shima Bakuro as he checks Carroll back at second. Now kicks and deals. Just misses to make the count 2 balls and no strikes.
Yeah, with 2 outs down, you have to assume anything into this outfield, Rafael, or Mark Anthony Carroll, rather, will be making his way home. So Rafael's just looking to punch anything out there that he can, but it's got to find some open space.
Now the 2-0 catches the bottom corner of the zone to even up, to move the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. With 1 out and the runner at second, Carroll, he's in scoring position, the tying run in this ball game with the Colt 45s down 1-0 here in this bottom of the third. The 2-1 is chopped toward the third baseman, Mertz, who handles it, throws across, picked at the other end by Anderson, and the side is retired. A fantastic 5-3 putout, and the Colt 45s strand one. They score none after the double from Mark Anthony Carroll. As we head to the top of the fourth inning, tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Sherman Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicle insurance. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. That's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Shadows covering the whole field now with the clouds throwing all sorts of pinks and purples around us on a wonderful Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. It's a 1-0 ball game here in the top of the fourth inning. Due up is Ford, Anderson, and Poitras for the Novato Knicks facing off against the southpaw Trey Bennett. And to take you the rest of the way through the fourth inning, here's my colleague Spencer Schlange.
Thank you, Jacob. And yeah, as you mentioned here, we enter the top of the fourth inning. Due up is Trenton Ford, the one runner to come around and score tonight so far after a single back in the second inning. He's looking to do that again, make his way around with some help from his teammates, of course. And Trey Bennett looking to reduce that and limit some damage here and make sure he gets his way around and gets the Colt 45s back on offense as soon as possible. And to open the inning, here's Trey Bennett. And it's going to be missed just outside for a 1-0 count to start off here. As Jacob mentioned, the cloud covering now. The sun is set, and it's making its way through as Trey Bennett will even up the count with a pitch right down Broadway, even up the count 1-1. The sun is set, and it's made its way through here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, and the lights are beginning to take a more important factor here as this one misses just low from Bennett. And Trenton Ford is in favor here of the count, 2-1. Bennett on the night with 4 strikeouts to his name, 3 swinging, and he's retired a batter looking as well. As here's the 2-1, misses just high, it's going to bring the count to 3-1. And Bennett now at risk of Ford getting a free pass to first base, which you don't want to see as he came around and scored in the second inning, as I mentioned. Here's the 3-1, swing, and it's going to be fouled back off the screen, and it'll bring a full count. We'll have a payoff pitch pending here. Full count here in a 1-0 ball game with no outs here at the top of the fourth. Trey Bennett looking to retire and keep the bases clean and empty. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung at. It's going to make its way to Mark Anthony Carroll. Anthony Carroll, we've seen this before, makes a beautiful throw to Andrew Moore, and it'll be a 6-3 putout to open the inning here. One out down. It's a great job just collected on the back end of the infield by Mark Anthony Carroll, and he makes the little crow hop into the throw to Andrew Moore. Andrew Moore makes a good pick, and that'll be out number one. Start this top of the fourth. Now batting for the Novato Knicks will be Max Anderson, the first baseman on the night. He struck out swinging, or struck out looking, rather, back in the second inning. As he takes a spur, he will be hit by this pitch. Trey Bennett let that one get away from him a little bit, and just in one pitch, Max Anderson will make his way to first base for free.
Hey, folks, we have a couple of baskets here.
Matt Anderson. So Matt Anderson hit by pitch on the first pitch of the at-bat, and he will be on first base now as we have Poitras making his way in. He struck out swinging back in the second inning as well. Poitras out in left field tonight. It's Trey Bennett looking to clean up, and it's a big swing and a miss there from Poitras. And that will bring the count to 0-1. As Matt Anderson was hit by a pitch, and earlier in the inning, Trenton Ford hits out to Mark Anthony Carroll, who makes the put out to Andrew Mora, which we have seen plenty of times before. As this one, a little wild pitch, greatly handled by Zanny, and it's going to bring the count to 1-1. But one out down, one runner on, and a 1-1 count here in the top of the fourth. Poitras, the right-hander, waiting the pitch, and this one's going to go right down Broadway. The fastball, great. Caught him dead in his feet right there, dead in his stance. Great-looking pitch there from Trey Bennett. We'll bring the count to 1-2, and he is now just one strike away from getting the strikeout and retiring another batter, which would be the fourth consecutive inning, retiring a batter via the strikeout. That might have been it. They're going to say it's a ball. It's going to be a 2-2 count now.
I just missed the corner. It looked like it was strike three, but Jose Diaz thought differently. Now the 2-2 from Bennett as he comes set.
Yeah, definitely a close one there as Morris holding off Matt Anderson. This is going to be the swing and the miss, and it's going to be an out, a strikeout yet again. That's number five on the night of five strikeouts through 3 2/3 innings so far for Trey Bennett, looking great as ever. A little bit of traffic on the bases, as mentioned, in that hit by pitch by Anderson, but regardless, he has been hitting the knockout punch like no other today, looking a lot like Ty Cook last night.
And for Bennett, he had five strikeouts in his last outing where he only went five innings, so he's already through 3 2/3 with five strikeouts. He's at already a solid bounce back outing.
Yeah, it's another big swing and a miss, and Danny looks for the pick, and Moore makes a good play, but Anderson too quick to get back to the bag as the back pick was attempted for the second time so far. I think in the same situation with Meyer up to bat as well.
Yeah, I believe so as well. And Zanny, I mean, I don't think there's a catcher on this Colt 45 roster that back picks more than Brandon Zanny does.
And another swing and a miss. And Trey Bennett is really in the zone now. He's got these batters fooled. The fastball, the breaking ball, all of it's working for him tonight. Still trailing in this game. No hot bats yet for the Colt 45s, and just that one little stint in the second inning, allowing a run to come across. But he's got an 0-2 count. He's looking to strike out another, which would make his sixth through four innings here and would retire the inning with Anderson stranded on first base. Here's the 0-2 deal. Swing and a miss. He got him, and that is going to be a sixth strikeout. Back-to-back strikeouts there for Trey Bennett, and that will bring the top of the fourth to an end. The Colt 45 is able to limit the damage, just one run allowed so far. One runner left on base off that hit-by-pitch, but regardless, no one will come around and score. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance for business, RV, boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. That's 530-222-2306.
With my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning. Due up for your Colt 45s in a 1-0 game as they trail is Andrew Mora, followed by Don DeCanio, and the designated hitter on the night, John Handy. So 3, 4, and 5 on the lineup tonight as they trail 1-0. We have a new pitcher in relief for Shima Bakuro. It will be Julian Brennick. And it looks like, if I'm not mistaken, Julian Brennick out of the College of Marin. So California College, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, College of Marin right there near Novato. I believe College of Marin might actually be in Novato. Could be wrong. It's a little bit northeast of my home area. So out there towards Sausalito, and actually Sausalito where Bill King, legendary A's radio announcer, used to live, as this one's hit back into the bocce courts behind us for strike one to the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora. For Shima Bakuro, he went three innings, one hit, no runs, one walk, and two strikeouts. The 0-1 misses low and in to even up the count at one ball and one strike.
Yeah, Brennick just getting his feet wet here, obviously. Obviously, doesn't have too much time to get situated, obviously some warm-up throws, but Andrew Mora, not the guy you want to have your first at-bat with, as he will hit this one into deep center. It'll see if giving chase to it. It's going to be a great grab at the wall. That'll be Garolas making the first out of the inning look easy, and a very good-looking hit from Andrew Mora. It's going to be out number one on the night.
Yeah, Garolas chasing that one toward the gap right near the Tiger Field scoreboard out there on the run, about shoulder height. And on the backhand as well, just a great play by the center fielder getting deep into the alley.
Yeah, Garolas just able to throw that glove up and come down with the ball, making it look very routine, as we see a lot from this Colt 45s team. But as of recently, we've seen some great defensive efforts from the opponents with the Fresno Athletics, the Peloteros, all those great teams. And so far tonight, the Knicks have looked very good defensively as well, as this one will miss wide, 1-0 count on Dom DeCanio.
Yeah, and Alameda Anchors, too, to name another, that came to town and stole one in that weekend series.
Yeah, we've seen some great baseball, as this one's going to go right down Broadway and even up the count at 1-1. The month of July was definitely a little more exciting. The month of June, we saw just straight dominance and a lot of lopsided games, but obviously in favor of the home team, which you can't complain too much about. But up here in the booth, it's always a little more fun to call a game a little more back and forth, as this one's going to be down in the dirt and trapped well by catcher Meyer.
Yeah, even in a loss, it's still fun to call a game that's a lot more competitive, or at least different from the typical ball game, especially when it's some sort of a barn burner like we've seen here and there with this lethal Colt 45 offense. Here's a 2-1 from the righty, misses upstairs for ball three. And when you do what we do, as long as it's engaging for the listener at the end of the day, that's really the main goal, which, Spencer, congrats to you on, I mean, just getting your reps in, getting better throughout the year, just learning the rhythm of the game. It's very hard to just show up and start doing what you did in a fantastical manner.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. As this one's going to get fouled off, and it'll fill up the count for Brennick and DeConio, and that will be a payout pitch pending. And, yeah, definitely as a soccer player myself, not much of a baseball player, played when I was little, but still love enjoying the game, love learning, and it's been a great experience, a first experience, rather. And I will say, as we touched on earlier, one of my favorite games, believe it or not, was last week's game against the Fresno Athletics, which is the only game I've called so far that the Colt 45s actually ended up losing. But as this pitch is going to be just outside, and it's going to be a full-count walk for Dom DeConio, he will make his way on the first base, and Brennick will walk his second batter of the night, or his first batter, but the second batter he faced will be walked. But yeah, just one of my favorite games is the ones they end up losing, just because you love to see the fireworks, close games. Again, the Alameda Anchors, as you mentioned, just a great series all the way through. All three of those games were really close and tightly matched, and just some great ball we've seen all summer. And the closer the game, the more fun it is up here for us at the booth, and I think for the audience and the fans as well.
Yeah, and to geek out a little bit from the broadcasting side of things as well, just when it's a different rhythm and it's a lot more dynamic, you can relay that over the airwaves as Handy fouls this one off out of play for strike one into the parking lot. And it's just a lot more fun to do that than, you know, a typical, if it's an 8-0 game, you just kind of run out of stuff to say at some point. There's no dynamic you're relaying over the airwaves.
Yeah, and most definitely as Brennick will get swinging. It looks like looking to make the back pick there was Meyer, but he's going to lose control a little bit, and it's going to be safe still at first. Holding down first is DeConio, but it will be a 1-1 or an 0-2 count, rather, as Handy took a swing and a miss at that one.
That's just the beauty of the game of baseball. Every pitch, every batter in a game like this matters because it's 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. But when it's a 18-4 ball game, you're kind of just waiting for the innings to tick down.
Yeah, most definitely. Runners going here on a wild pitch, and it will be a free pass to second for DeConio. He got a free pass to first, and now he will get a rather free pass to second, as this count will also bring its way back to 1-2. A little wild pitch there from Brennick, still getting his feet under him, and Meyer does a good job keeping it in front of him for the most part, but it's not enough to hold DeConio on first. He's going to make his way to second. Now we have a runner in scoring position with just one out down.
Yeah, and it looks like that pitch just completely slipped out of his hand. And he's lucky that ended up as close to the plate as it did. Breaking ball misses up and in to even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And let's get a break in the action here. The catcher, Meyer, is going to make his way out and talk things over with Brennick just to make sure they're on the same page. Settle him back in there, as you said, Spencer, just getting his feet under him still. But he's now up against a very powerful hitter in John Handy. And these are the types of games we live for as broadcasters. It's a 1-0 game, tying run in scoring position with one out. There's just a lot on the line, and every little thing matters versus a game where there's a lot bigger gap and you're just seeing one team dominate the other.
Absolutely, and not to mention real quick, just Chima Bakuro had a very solid night, so it's as the 2-2 deal here is going to be hit hard out, but John Handy has a chance of going. It's going to bounce off the wall and skip all the way back in. Coming around to score will be Dom DeConio, and it's going to be a stand-up double there from John Handy. Just pipes it all the way out to the wall, and it's going to make a nice hop off the bottom of the wall and skip back towards the infield. And it's going to be a stand-up double there for John Handy and an RBI. Get DeConio around. We now have a 1-1 ball game, folks.
Yeah, it's a whole new ball game now, all knotted up at one apiece. And John Handy hit that one on the screws off the wall. And the left fielder for the Nevada Knicks, Poitras, who played right field last night. I believe played right field last night at least. Was unable to get to that baseball and it just skipped right past him. All the way into shallow left field where he had to quickly play it back. But if that was cleanly handled, as this one's fouled back toward the front of the gate here at Tiger Field out of play for strike one. He's able to cleanly play that carom off the wall. He had a chance to catch it, but just it was hit on a line and unable to get to it quick enough with not a lot of air time to get to it. And maybe makes a quick throw in to hold the runners at first and third, but just not quite sure. Handy made a great turn at first and got into second easily with the stand-up double, though.
Yeah, just a great hit from Handy. Definitely not much that Poitras could do there. It looks like he will be hit by a pitch. Dylan Green there in an 0-1 count will be hit by a pitch. And that will be the second free pass Rennick will give up here to start off. And as I was mentioning before this, now we have a runner on first and John Handy as well in scoring position on second, but just one out down here at the bottom of the fourth in a 1-1 ball game. I was mentioning Shuma Bakuro actually played a pretty solid, like obviously a clean sheet, didn't get too many strikeouts and just allowed one hit on the night. So nothing ridiculous, one hit, one walk on the night. So definitely a tough decision for the coaching staff to make, just trying to get players their reps, as this one's going to get hit straight up into the air. It looks like it's going to make its way under the first baseman, kind of lost this one. It will be gathered by the first baseman. It'll be a fly out to the third baseman. That'll be, or first baseman, rather, sorry. It'll be Matt Anderson making that grab for out number two, and runners will hold on first and second, of course.
Yeah, just a mile-high pop-up, and I believe the infield fly rule was actually called, which I'm not even going to get into explaining that rule. There was one out, and it's an automatic out, essentially, if the umpire calls it. So even if the first baseman dropped that baseball, and as Anderson over there at first, it would have not mattered. But two outs now with runners at first and second, and I see a green and gold jersey in the crowd. I also see an Oakland jersey, which I love to see as an avid Oakland A fan, as Zanny takes a ball one. But that gold jersey out there sitting on the third base side is a Nick Kurtz jersey, who, again, was the first rookie to go to have four homers in a game. He went 6-for-6 with a single, a double, four home runs, 19 total bases. And Zanny lines a ground ball to the third baseman Mertz, gobbled up by him, throws across in time for the 5-3 putout. I'll get back to that next inning as we head to the top of the fifth.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business, RV, boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. That's 530-222-2306.
And we're all knotted up at one now as we head to the fifth inning with Trey Bennett out there facing off against Novato Nick Ball Club.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. As we enter the top of the fifth inning, we have a knotted up 1-1 ball game here. As the bottom of the lineup are due up for the Novato Knicks, it'll be Garlos, followed by the top of the lineup in Caleb Ford and a rookie. Let's take you the rest of the way through the fifth inning. Here's Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. And yeah, as always, it's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. O'Rourke, Gurulos rather, leading things off, followed up by Ford and O'Rourke. He takes a huge cut and a miss at strike one out of the zone. Homer, the mascot for this Colt 45 ball club, had us doing the wave as we ended last inning, and then also between innings here, and the wave invented by Crazy George. Here's a ground ball toward the 5-6 hole on the backhand. Carroll gobbles it up, throws across, and more of it, the extension at the other end. Handles it cleanly for the 6-3 putout.
And as mentioned even before in the last inning, that is just something, the 6-3 putout, something we have seen all year, especially with Carroll holding up that shortstop place. He makes it look easier than anyone I've seen do it so far this campaign. And Andrew Mora just as reliable as it gets out there on first base.
And that's why the ball clubs, the major league ball clubs, invest in first baseman, because it just makes the rest of your infield better. As Bennett delivers a breaking ball on a hop inside the right-hand hitting Caleb Ford, who's 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a ground ball. Speaking of investment in first baseman. Here's a 1-0, hit foul toward the bullpen down the first base side. Evens up the count. Moves the count to no balls and two strikes. I was actually incorrect on that. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. I was right the first time. I shouldn't have second-guessed myself. Thanks for the hand signals there, Spence. Here's the 1-1 at the bottom of the zone. That's strike two now. One ball and two strikes. The Oakland Athletics first baseman, Nick Kurtz, a rookie. He's played in a little over 60 games on the 2025 campaign. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Skips past Zanny to even up the count at two balls and two strikes to the right end, hitting Ford. And Kurtz last night in Houston, Texas, against the Astros, four homers, a double, a single, eight RBIs, and 19 total bases. It's arguably the greatest offensive night that baseball has ever seen in its 150-year history. I do not remember the previous player's name, but the previous player had basically the same stat line, but was one RBI shorter than Mr. Nick Kurtz. Here's the 2-2 from the lefty Bennett. It's a line shot into right field for a base hit where Rafael will play it back. And that's the second hit of the night for Caleb Ford, the Novato Knicks leadoff man, as he pokes the other way. That will bring up Nicholas O'Rourke, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out tonight. But Kurtz last night missed five homers on the night. That double was about 2 feet shy of getting over the wall out there in Houston toward the Crawford boxes in left field. And unfortunately for Nick Kurtz, just short of being the first ever player to have five homers in a game, which is unreal, as showing bunt here as O'Rourke fouls it off for strike one. Couldn't get it down. Sam Marr from third was crashing the boards as he throws some hand signals at Brandon Zanny, the catcher, letting him know he'll handle that bunt if it comes his way, with the right end hitting O'Rourke. And for Nick Kurtz, he still made history. He was the 20th Major League Baseball player to have four homers in a game, and also the first rookie to ever do it. Here's a ground ball toward Carroll at shortstop. Flips to second for one. The relay to first for the twin killing. In time, Taylor made 6-4-3, and the side is retired. We're halfway through our ballgame tonight here at Tiger Field, all knotted up at one. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, where he started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicle insurance. If you qualify as a California good driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. Again, that's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange as we get some Sweet Caroline on the loudspeakers. It's going to be a new pitcher for these Novato Knicks. It's going to be John Joseph Spencer. I'm guessing he goes by J.J. Spencer, but Mr. John Joseph looks to be standing at about 6'3", some length on him, rocking the old school stirrups, knee high, black and white. He'll be facing off against Mark Anthony Carroll, Trajan Rogowski, and Colby Rafael to get things started here tonight in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the first pitch from the righty. This is low and away for ball one. Bounces it in there. Mark Anthony Carroll was last time up. Had that double. Ball tucked behind Spencer as he peers in, working from the first base side. Now comes set. Glove up by his head. The 1-0. Skip fast all the way to the screen, just a bit wide of the plate to make the count two balls and no strikes. A little bit of a sidewinding delivery for the righty. Just more of an angle with that right arm. Out of Simpson University. I believe that's where he'll be playing in the fall. The 1-1. This is wide. For ball three. On Carroll, who's made a handful of fantastic plays over there at shortstop in the hole. Here's a 3-0. Just misses outside, and Mr. Carroll works himself a free pass. The leadoff man is aboard.
Yeah, not great there from Spencer to start off, but he's just getting worked in, hopefully. Just a four-pitch walk there, and it's going to be a free pass for Carroll, as you mentioned. Now we're at the top of the lineup with no outs down with Trayson Rogowski.
For Rogowski, he's K'd and walked tonight. Carroll dancing off the bag at first, being held on by Anderson. It's the first pitch, as the lights have taken full effect here at Tagger Field on the backside of this ball game now. In the bottom of the fifth, all knotted up at one apiece. Mark Anthony Carroll at first. Got on base via the four-pitch walk. Here's the 0-1 from the righty, showing bunt as Rogowski pulls it back. He takes that pitch for a ball to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Julian Brennick went one inning. He followed in the footsteps of Shima Bukuro, who went the first three. Pickoff attempts on over first, not in time. Diving back is Carroll. For Mark Anthony Carroll on the year. As Rogowski gets his bunt down right in front of home plate, handled by the catcher, who will make the throw down to first for the 1-3 sacrifice bunt to get the runner over.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful bunt there from Rogowski. You just need a little bit more legs in it, but it looked like he was going to be safe for a second. He made a really good full sprint, made it about probably 85 to 87 of those 90 feet, maybe a step and a half late. A great heads-up play there also by the catcher. That would be Meyer making the throw, and Anderson gloving that one. But he advanced Carroll into a scoring position regardless, so he did his job, to say the least.
Yeah, beautiful bunt by Rogowski just to get the runner over. A little bit of small ball being played here. Takes away the double play as well. And I was going to say, Mark Anthony Carroll on the year, 11 for 13 on stolen bases. So he did have some speed, but no need with the sacrifice bunt. He's now at second base. A 1-0 count on the right end hitting Rafael, who's grounded out twice tonight after having a great night last night where he was 3 for 4 with 3 singles and 3 stolen bases. Here's the 1-0 from the righty. Huge cut and a miss to even up the count at one ball and one strike. John Joseph Spencer for this Novato Nick Ball Club. Bending at the waist and peering in. As Spencer comes set here in this 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the fifth, delivers a fastball just a bit high over, but a tad upstairs. Yeah, even count, two balls and one strike.
A close pitch there as well. Spencer hasn't missed too many. His first at bat was a little shaky with that four pitch walk to Carroll, but the last few have been looking pretty close. Looking like he's finding his footing here.
Now the 2-1 as Spencer comes set, checks the runner back at second. That's Carroll. Carroll with a huge secondary lead. This one's hit toward the gap, and it will get down for a base hit. It's going to skip past the center fielder all the way to the wall. Carroll will come to score. Rafael around second. Throw coming in through the cutoff band, and Rafael has himself a stand-up three-bagger as he celebrates right in front of the Colt 45 dugout. The Colt 45s have the one-run lead. That bunt paying off for these Colt 45s.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful triple from Colby Rafael. Just really got all of it going out center field. Kind of not all the way hitting opposite end, but hitting it into that center field there. As Homer leads the wave again through the crowd, and it's making its way back here. Just another lively night, and we've seen some offense. This is the first lead now for the Colt 45s on the night. And then the celebration with Marcelo Cortopassi, the third base coach, just love to see it as well. Colby Raphael just having a good time, a great triple. He ran his heart out there too, but didn't even have to slide his way into third. That's when you know he made a great hit.
As Mora takes a ball, now Rick Pacetti has hopped on the mic here to get the wave to keep going. We're up here in the booth on the third base side, and Spencer, who was the third base coach again? You said that name so smooth. I was actually...
It was Marcelo Cortopassi, one of my childhood plays. This one's going to be taken for a strike. It'll even up the count of 1-1 on Andrew Mora.
Cortopassi
with a good-looking pitch there.
Cortopassi, that's a Italian name, I'm guessing. I'd put a little bit of money on it. I'd throw a 20.
I'd put some money that you're right as well.
Every time I hear an Italian name in baseball, this one skips past the catcher. Clearance right back to the pitcher. Not a close one. He tried to glove flip it to the catcher to get Raphael in time, but Raphael will come in to score on the wild pitch. It caromed right off the backstop, all the way back where the pitcher Spencer charged in for it on the grass right in front of home plate, attempted the glove flip, but came up empty with no baseball, and Raphael split in to score. It's now a 3-1 ball game as the Colt 45s have put two on the board here. It's a 2-1 count now on Andrew Mora in a baseball game that has now been re-injected full of life as the crowd has gotten into it here.
Yeah, and a triple turning into a four-baser just off the same at-bat, essentially, or hitting the triple, and then just a couple pitches later able to steal home. Great way to look alive from Colby Raphael it was. Now Andrew Morris still got the count in his favor at 3-1, so looking to keep it, getting runners on base and advancing, put DeCondio and Handy in a good position.
Now the 3-1 is going to hit off the foot of Mora. He was close to his 30th walk of the year, but instead will walk away with a painful hit by pitch.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the when you got three balls, getting hit by a pitch is worth it.
Yeah, definitely not, as the Novato Knicks manager is going to come out to the mound and either take the baseball from Mr. Spencer. Looks like he's doing some landscaping out there on the hill. Not going to take the baseball from Spencer, but going to have a little chat with him just to make sure they're all on the same page as we get the Jeopardy theme going.
Yeah, and I'm not as much of a baseball player as you, but I'm assuming this is your inning to finish here. You started it. It's time to get it done.
Some sort of reprimanding is probably happening out there, but also just some words of encouragement. There's a lot of jokes about meetings on the mound, what they really talk about. I'll leave it at that, but in this case, part of it was just to settle Mr. Spencer back in there, probably. Just get him resettled back into this ball game. And as we're doing the wave as well, the wave invented at the Oakland Coliseum, also known as baseball's last dive bar, one of the best places I've ever been to, a childhood spot of mine, invented by Crazy George, who used to stand on the slanted dugouts there and get the wave to go all the way around the Coliseum in its bowl shape. As the 1-0 misses, DeCanya working a 1-0 count, right-hand hitter, open stance with the socks up high, as Spencer out of the stretch delivers a fastball off the outside corner, on the outside corner rather, to even up the count at 1-1. Crazy George, a baseball legend, but also a Bay Area legend. He was cheering at Sharks games and 49er games, all sorts of various sports games. He's still alive today, actually, and also Warriors games out at Oracle Arena, right in the Coliseum complex. Here's the 1-1. Misses low and away for ball two. I'm sure some fans tuning in probably remember Crazy George back in the 80s and 90s. He was actually at the last game at the Coliseum up in a suite beating on that little handheld drum. I actually got to meet him. I have his autograph, which is pretty cool. He's a pretty awesome guy. The 2-1 misses low and in, and you don't get the nickname Crazy. Crazy spelled with a K, by the way. So he's a little bit loco is what people will say, but dude has fire in his veins, and he's about 80 plus, I think. Could be wrong. No disrespect to Crazy George out there. The 3-1 pop foul out of play. DeCanio absolutely yanked that baseball to fill the count at 3-2. But he's got that little handheld snare drum that he just beats on and gets chants going.
Yeah, I love to see it as a fellow Bay Area fanatic as well through all the sports, the Giants, the 49ers, the Athletics, as you mentioned, all the Bay Area teams that he supported. Just love being involved with all that as well.
Yeah, very much like Banjo Man, who still makes his way around. Runner going, throw taken outside, but DeCanio works the walk, so indifferent there. He'll put runners at first and second after a hit-by-pitch and a walk issued. With one out, it's up to John Handy to keep this line moving. Stay out of the double play here. The Novato Knicks at double play depth, looking to be done with the inning and escape with minimal damage. John Handy, who absolutely laced one last time he was up for that double off the wall, takes a first pitch ball low and in. But previously, back in the second inning, he gave one a ride to center field. Just didn't quite get it out. Just got a little too underneath it. Hit it about medium depth. Here's the 1-0 from the right hand throwing John Joseph Spencer out of the windup. This one's fouled up the first base side. Let's make the count one ball and one strike. Handy settles back in. The runner's not being held on. DeCanio at first and Mora at second. Here's the 1-1. Out of the stretch is foul tip back to the screen. Count one ball and two strikes. Spencer rearing back right there, throwing some high octane, a fastball upstairs, hitting him with that high cheese, but just getting a piece of it was Handy.
Yeah, and if that one was in the strike zone, I bet Spencer would be looking out. That thing was coming in hot. It was a hard swing from John Handy anywhere that was going. That you'd have to assume it was going to be a tough play to make.
We know how well John Handy can power those breaking balls and off-speed pitches out, so that's why the fastballs are coming in. Here's the 1-2, foul tipped again.
Yeah, I'm just barely getting a piece of that was John Handy, it looked like. Actually, it looks like he's going to...
I take that back. He was actually struck out. It came up empty, but it caromed out of the catcher's glove. I thought he foul tipped it. Just got a piece of it, and then my eyes deceived me, but Handy down on strikes. Now they'll bring up Dylan Green with two outs and runners on first and second here in this 3-1 ball game after the Colt 45s have put two on the board here in this bottom of the fifth. First pitch swing, grounds it foul up the third base side for strike one.
Yeah, huge at bat here for Dylan Green as well as Spencer and the Knicks. They need to get out of here with some limited damage and a hit here from Dylan Green. You could see scoring a run or even loading the bases, which could be just as dangerous if not careful. But with two outs down, they have a chance to escape up via that strikeout from Spencer recently.
This pitch just misses to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Now Spencer peering in. Bent forward, comes set. Kicks and deals. The 1-1 pitch as he checks Mora back at second, delivers it low and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike. John Joseph Spencer bending at the belt, peer in at Meyer, his catcher. And then comes set with the glove and ball up by his head. The 2-1 hit in the air toward left field, it will get down for a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Mora in to score. Around third is DeCanio. Throw comes in from the cutoff man. It's not going to be in time. And Dylan Green has a 2-RBI double to put the Colt 45s up by 4.
Yeah, just an incredible hit there by Dylan Green. We know how well he can hit the ball as well. And he puts 2 all the way around, all the way back at the wall again. Just hitting into some dead grass, and it's going to roll all the way into that open space off the wall, and it's going to score 2, as you mentioned. And now this has become a little bit of a clinic here for the Colt 45s here in the fifth inning. Like we mentioned before, usually in the middle of these games, they love to put up some runs. Between the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings, they start scoring, and here that'll be 4 runs here in the fifth. And it's not over yet.
And the manager for the Novato Knicks will take the baseball from John Joseph Spencer as he struts off the mound and also gives a tip of the cap to this Colt 45 offense. It's 5-1 here in the bottom of the fifth, and to allow the new reliever for the Novato Knicks to warm up, we're going to cut to break. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance. We're going to get a word from him here for these Novato Knicks to warm up.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver Discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month.